Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, the ultimate destination for all you freedom seekers out there who are yearning to break free from the chains of a traditional job and create an online business that allows you to live life on your terms. Get ready to unlock the secrets of online business, digital marketing, and be inspired by incredible interviews with those who are already living the dream. And now, please join us in welcoming your host, Lindsay Sutherland, a high-performance business consultant and a true advocate of the laptop lifestyle.
Hey, freedom seekers. So happy to have you here with me. I've got a beautiful episode planned for us today as I share with you some of my big takeaways from the Conscious Investor Growth Summit, which I just got back from yesterday. And oh my stars, I mean, this event was filled from Thursday night when we got there to with the kickoff party where you first get to meet people, then a full packed day Friday, then a full packed day Saturday, and then Sunday we had speakers, a day of faith and stories of faith, and then a brunch where we could mingle and wrap up, getting to know and solidify some of the relationships that we made. And I think we didn't end up leaving until like 2:30, something like that. So by the time we got home, it was dinner time, essentially. It felt like a very full weekend. And although I'm sleepy, mainly because, you know, it is when you're sleeping in a hotel, it's not the same. But also we had daylight savings time during that. So it's like I missed an hour on top of not being able to sleep. All that to say, none of that even matters because I'm so pumped up. Like, even though I'm sleepy, I'm so energized about my life and my mission and so clear about my future. And I cannot wait to share with you some of these takeaways. So what I want to do is today, I want to break it down with a mindset episode where we're going to talk about some of my ahas from a mindset perspective. And then I'm going to do a follow-up episode that's more strategy focused because my friend, Julie Holly, who is the host of the Conscious Investor podcast and obviously the event owner, she talks about this on her podcast, but she talks about there being three keys to success: health, wealth, and mindset. So she brought in speakers who talked on all three of those pillars. And that's why I was like sitting down to think about what are my top five things? Like, can I really break it down into something simple? And it just made sense to break it up into two things, because when it comes to like strategy, oh my goodness, so many good like passive income strategies I want to share with you, but then it would just feel out of place as we talk about mindset. So normally I do a Monday mindset episode, which by the way, I was just in my podcast indicator and realized that the episode I planned out last week never aired. I don't know what's up. I have to open a ticket with them because it's still sitting as a draft, even though it was scheduled. So I'm so sorry. I still can't figure out how to get it to go. Usually you could just click publish now and it's not working. So I don't know what's happening. So I'm going to go ahead and roll with this episode today. Maybe it's just meant to be this episode. So, okay. So on Friday morning, we got to hear from a few speakers, but one in particular, actually the two, I'm going to highlight two of my biggest ahas, and I want to try to help you experience some of the transformation that I experienced. There were probably, I don't know, six or seven really amazing talks on mindset, but these two really gave me a shift. And funny, because Jasmine Salinas was on Friday and then Rocky Garza was on Sunday. So I had like one open and one close. And I guess it's true what they say, that the first and the last thing you hear is usually what sticks with you most. So maybe that's why. But anywho, so here's the story Jasmine shared. She got up on stage and she's originally from Mexico. And by the way, I've invited her on the podcast, so I want her to share her story. You guys have to hear it from her. But I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts and the key point that like pivoted my way of thinking. And for all the entrepreneurs out there, like, this is a story of triumph. This is a story that will help you on the days that you feel like calling it quits or throwing in the towel. There's a key phrase that she talked about that I want you to write down and remember. So first of all, so she's from Mexico. And she worked with her dad. They were had a very good business and everything was hunky-dory. Life was wonderful until one day the cartel took her father. And her mom called her and told her the news. And as you can imagine, the family just like went up in smoke, right? Like they just were devastated, I guess is the better word. And she still had to run her business through that time. Like imagine trying to deal with this like loss of your family while functioning in life. I can't even wrap my head around that. The family prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And by the grace of God, their prayers were answered and her dad was returned to them. But they lived in fear at that point. They were like wondering, is the cartel going to strike again? Are they going to take Jasmine? Are they going to take her mom, you know, her siblings? So they decide to pack up and move to America. And they moved to America. They became, you know, naturalized citizens here. Her dad started a business and Jasmine decided to finish school because she'd been going to one of the top universities where she was from and decided to finish her school here. And she was struggling. She was struggling to speak English. She was struggling to feel like she could fit in with the culture and the people. She felt like an outsider. And there came a time where she was ready to call it in, call the quits, throw in the towel. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't forget, I still am sleepy. So she sat down with her parents and she had a hard conversation and she said, hey, I just want to go back to Mexico. I don't think I can make this work. I don't fit in. I'm struggling with the language and I just don't really think this is going to work for me. And her dad said, and this is the key thing he said, there are people in the world who are in the same position that you're in and they're winning. And I just want you to think about that. You know, when you're having a day where you're feeling like it's just not working out or things are feeling really hard, there's somebody else going through that same thing and they are surviving and thriving. They're winning. And why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose they're winning? Well, Jasmine went on to say, she said, I thought about it and I made one decision and that was to win. I decided to stick with it. I decided to get a job. So she started working. She was continuing to go to school. She started saving money. And by the time she was getting close to being out of school or she had finished up school, she had a little nest egg and she was like, okay, I have enough to start my own business. And she was trying to figure out what kind of business she wanted to do. And while doing her research on different things, she stumbled into real estate investing. And she was totally wowed by the idea that she could invest and not have to work hard to make money. So she pursued that option. And now she owns she's the founder of an organization called She. It's a women's real estate investing group that is a national brand. I mean, they have members across the country who are supporting each other in these women in real estate and learning how to invest. So I'm going to definitely link her information in this podcast so that you can connect with her if you want to. She's got a free community on Facebook, which I'll link as well. Just her story moved me so much. I wish you could have been there to hear it from her. And I can't wait to get her on the podcast and have her share it because it was so gut-wrenching and profound. And when, you know, in America, we think about like, okay, you know, you might be listening to this and you've got kids and you're trying to quit your W-2. And I was in the same boat. I had kids. I was trying to quit my W-2 and it felt really hard. But then I look back at that and I think, but I've never had to deal with a cartel. Like that is a whole nother level of crazy that I cannot even fathom what that would do to me and my family. Could you just imagine? And to say that she persevered and she succeeded is just so powerful. So I was so grateful to have her there and to open up. And I got to spend more time with her throughout the weekend. And what a beautiful, sweet woman she is. So please go check her out if you're interested in real estate investing and you're a female and you want to be empowered. Even if you're a guy and you want to do it, you want to be empowered and understand more, I really encourage you to check out her program. Okay, so the final conversation at the very last speaker of the day on Sunday, his name was Rocky Garza. And If I could go back and ask Julie to change one thing, I would say, please have Rocky talk for 2 hours, please. He is incredible. If you haven't connected or you haven't heard of him, you've got to check him out. And again, I'm going to link him below. This guy is so transformative. In my life, I have had a lot of coaches. I have had a lot of deep inner work. And I pride myself on working on my mindset frequently, daily. Okay. So I have never had somebody in 40 minutes shift my perspective and give me more clarity in my life than this man did while on stage in front of a group of like 75 people, because a bunch of people unfortunately couldn't make it to Sunday, and boy, did they miss. Like, oh my gosh. Oh, it was the most profound moment. So I'm gonna walk you through what he did, but I want you to check him out because he's got a free course. He's got a lot of resources. It's so worth checking out. And if I can get him on the podcast, I'm going to. He's amazing. So he asked us to answer 4 questions. So if you can write, go through this with me, this exercise with me, get a piece of paper, and I'm going to do my best to help you with this experience the way he did with me, but I'm probably not going to do it full justice. So please go check him out because it was truly life-changing. So first and foremost, what do you think about the most? Answer that. What do you think about the most? Question 2. What are 3 fears what do you fear losing the most? What are 3 things that you fear losing the most? Question 3. If you could only do 2 things for the rest of your life, like money was no object and all you could do is spend your time doing 2 things, what would you do? Question 4. What is the 1 thing you hope to be remembered for in life? Like when you pass away, what is that 1 thing? If you could only be remembered for 1 thing, what would it be? Okay, so if you're doing this with me, I want you to pause this episode, go finish writing this down, thinking on it, and then come back and push play because I'm going to share with you what I went through. And luckily, I got to be the guinea pig in the room because he asked for somebody to share. Everybody was quiet, so I took the bite and I went for it. I took the bait and I went for it. And I'm so glad I did because it was so worth it. Probably why I got so much out of it too. So I want to share with you my transformation, but I don't want my notes to, you know, influence your notes. So pause this and then come back. Okay. So if you're back, then the first thing when, you know, he said, what do you think about the most? The first thing I wrote down was money. And I think about like, not just paying the bills in my home, but I think about money when my kids ask me for something. I think about money when it's time to make dinner. I think about money when I'm filling up the gas tank. I think about money when I'm thinking about money for my clients, you know, helping their business grow. It's like money, 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 money. So that was an easy one for me. It was like instant answer. And question 2. He said, what are 3 things you fear losing the most? And I guess I missed that because I only wrote 1 thing. It wasn't until after I got done that I realized I missed that, but it's okay because quite honestly, I had a hard time coming up with something. And he said, if you really are struggling to think of something, just write, you don't know. So I had initially wrote, I don't know. But then all of a sudden it became very clear that what I fear losing the most is missing out on living life to the fullest. And honestly, I think that really sums it up because that encompasses relationships. It encompasses experiences. It encompasses like presence, peace, relationship with God, like everything. So I think that's a good answer. And then question 3, if I could only do 2 things for the rest of my life and money was no object, what would I do? I kind of did a cheat answer here. Like, you know, if you ever say like you could ask a genie for 3 things, what would you ask for? And you ask for more wishes. I did that because I was like, well, number 1, I would just do fun things. And that's kind of broad. But in a way, it was also very specific because doing fun things would be like, you know, my kids decide that I like picking my kids up for the day and just randomly taking them on a shopping spree or going to the lake and renting a boat, you know, just like doing fun things is what I would do. And I would just keep doing it over and over. And also riding horses. You guys know I love horses, but I would ride professionally. I would compete in like reining horse competitions or cutting horse competitions. So those would be my two things I would do. Then my last one is, what's the one thing I wanted to be known for? And the most important thing to me, like if I really died just right now, the one thing I wish I have, I would know my life is complete when my children know how to listen to their inner voice and trust it and walk in faith. They have a clear relationship with God and they have confidence in the world. That is like my ultimate mission. So now, what's interesting here is he had us all do this breakout group where we got to share our experiences with like the few people sitting next to us or share our thoughts on these. And so we were talking about question one, and that's when he said, okay, somebody want to share, and nobody said anything. And so I shouted out in the room, money. And he's like, who said that? And I was like, it's me. So he goes, okay, money. Why do you think about money? Tell me more about that. And I'm like, because I think about money all the time. Like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? That's just the way it is. And he's like, yeah, but why do you think about money all the time? And I'm like, well, and then I kind of went into some of the things I said, like, I want to know I can provide for my kids' college. And I want to know that if my son, he's turning old enough to drive a car, like I can go afford a quality vehicle that, you know, I don't have to buy him some cheap beater. I can get something safe. Like just all of those things are like, I want to say yes. I want to say yes to my kids. I want to say yes to my family. I want to say yes to doing fun things because I want those meaningful experiences and connections. He was like, oh, that is so good. So he goes to the crowd and he says like, look, I don't think Lindsay really does think about money that much. I think she thinks she does. But what she really thinks about is leaving a legacy, leaving an experience, making memories with her family. And, you know, and she, he went on and I was like, oh, yes, that's so true. And I was like crying and it was just so good. So on that note, and these all tie together, and then there's this like paradigm shift he gives us at the end. So he also put up these words on the screen and he goes, I want you to choose five of these words that resonate with you. But I couldn't pick five. We were running out of time. He goes, you know what? Never mind. Just pick one. And I was taking my time trying looking at this list and one stuck out to me and it was kindness. And then he said, now you define the word. He's like, don't look it up. Just what is your definition of whatever your word is? And so I wrote, you know, it was just brainstorming, sharing, blessing and giving. But then I hit it like on the nail on the head. And for me, kindness equals meaningful impact. You know, it's like, people, when they go to Starbucks and they buy the drinks for the people next in line, well, why do they do that? Because, and what that leaves a meaningful impact, like that makes that person's day all day. And so it's stuff like that where it goes beyond just saying please and thank you and being polite. It's like total random acts of kindness create meaningful impact. When you give and you give, you build relationships, right? Like that is to me, and that's true for my children, and that's true for my husband, it's true for my friends and connections. And so I didn't think much of it at the time, at the event, because we were moving very quickly because he was doing his best to stay on time. We were all hungry and we wanted to go to brunch. But here's the takeaway. So he's like, you know, usually, so what we basically did is we went over our thoughts, we went over our fears, we went over our goals, our achievements, like, and then our achievements. Like, you know, we think most of the time that, okay, I need money. I'm using myself as an example because I'm afraid of not living life to the fullest. And when I have money, then I could do these fun things. And that means I would get closer to leaving this accomplishment of leaving this legacy for my children. So it was interesting how these four questions like all really tie together, but he goes, hey, now I want to flip this around. What if it wasn't that you thought about money because you thought about the fear, because you want to do these things and because you want to leave a legacy? What if you thought about your dreams 85% of the time? And what would you think would happen? And of course, everyone's like, well, if we focus on our dreams, we'd be more likely to achieve them. And then we could do more. And then when we do more, you know, we have less fear. And when we have less fear, we have more of the thing we think about, right? We also wouldn't be thinking about it as much. Well, it's interesting because, you know, on the podcast here, we've talked a lot about, you know, what you think about and pay attention to is what you get. And I've talked a lot about mindset. I've had guests on here talking about mindset. We've talked about the reticulated activating system. We know about the law of attraction. And guys, I study this. I read books on it. I am intentional about this. Probably way more than most people. Okay. And yet I still struggled with this like obsession about money. It was the way I was raised. Like looking back, I did some ruminating this morning, kind of looking over my whole focus and just taking what I learned deeper. And I started doing some journaling and I was like, when I think about my dreams and doing the fun things, I feel really good. I feel capable and inspired and hopeful. And he also said, he kind of wrapped up the day or his talk rather with using me as an example again. And he brought it back. Like, you know, if you're thinking about money, what you're really thinking about is a mission to live life to the fullest and to teach your kids how to live life to their fullest and to embrace joy. And you don't have to sacrifice yourself to do that. That's not kindness. Like that was like the tie together, the whole thing. My point is to say that as I was journaling, I was like, wow, you know, it feels so good to focus on that. And I see how having the clarity, like if I were to read my mission every day, my mission is to live life to the fullest, to teach my kids how to live their lives to the fullest and embrace joy. If I just focus on that goal, that dream, first of all, doesn't it change everything? Like, it doesn't say my mission is to build this wildly successful business that makes over $5 million a year so that I can sell it so that I can buy real estate. Like, it's not achievement focused. It's not transactional focused. It is meaningful impact. And that is the truth of who we are. We all have something greater, a greater purpose. But I think one of the hardest things that we all struggle with is really tapping into our purpose. And guys, if you don't let yourself like dig into this, you miss out on that. You get so hyper-focused on the transactional side of it because it's the obvious. We dictate the obvious choice for us. So for example, you know, because I want to lead a meaningful life and do these things with my kids, I decided that I needed money. And I decided that if I don't get a certain amount of money in a certain amount of time, that I'm going to miss out. And therefore, I created this experience of always feeling like there's more to do, more to do, more to do, right? But now when I say, and I pause, and instead of focusing on that, I can start my day by saying, my mission is to live life to the fullest, to teach my kids how to live their lives to the fullest and embrace joy. Now, if that's my focus, each action that I take, instantly, it's so clarifying because instantly I could say, okay, I can see clearly that this action that I'm booking on my calendar aligns with my bigger mission, or this action I'm putting on my calendar does not align with my bigger mission. And now I can see where to say yes, where to say no. I can see where my next steps are, which ties into my strategy because a lot of what I got there was strategy, and I'm clear on my next level investing strategy. And I'm super pumped about that too. But it started with the mindset. By the time this whole thing was done, I needed that transformation from Rocky to then have the certainty and the clarity to see like, okay, the two statuses or strategies rather that I saw that I liked and how they tie together also tie together with my mission. So yes, 100% I'm all in. Like it finalized that decision for me so easily. If you're struggling with your mission, if you're struggling with clarity about your future, I encourage you to connect with Rocky. Oh my goodness, I think you will just be transformed. He is amazing. Like I said, I literally went from this, there's this mission-driven focus that I have been yearning for a long time. And I couldn't sink my teeth into it. And part of the reason was because like I see a lot of people like Brendon Burchard or I don't know, let's just use Brendon Burchard as an example because he's somebody I admire. And I look at him and when I was thinking about impact, I was like, okay, well, I got to be like Brendon Burchard. I got to build a brand. I got to like get my message out to all these people and, you know, constantly be spewing good things and be the face of my brand and all that. And not to say there's anything wrong with that, because I think it's great for whoever's doing it. That's fantastic. But there was always this little thing inside of me that was like, but that also sounds kind of boring. And I couldn't ever figure out why. It didn't make sense, because in some ways, and this is the other thing, and I want you to hear this. Like, when I looked at my greater mission, it always came back to, well, what am I good at? I'm good at marketing. I'm good at business. I'm good at speaking. I'm good at getting up on stage and motivating people. Okay, well, maybe then it's my duty to be a motivational speaker and to impact the world. And maybe that's my goal, right? Maybe that's what my mission is. But again, it never felt like it came from my heart. It was more like looking at myself on a whiteboard and making a deduction, if that makes sense. After going through this experience, I now know that my mission is to touch souls in a way that isn't a Brendon Burchard get up on stage type of way. It's the kind of way that, like, when I die, I want to leave such a great impact with people. There's no number. It doesn't have to be a massive amount of people, but people who will show up to my funeral because I changed their life, however I did. They are called to come say their respects. Like, I gotta say, like, if I was a Brendon Burchard and I was sharing messages about marketing and business and like making a brand about it, and I died, how many people would show up to my funeral? No, I mean, they wouldn't. They would be like, oh man, that's so sad. That's it. They'd probably feel more sad about their own selves, the fact that I'm not there to give them good wisdom anymore on this stuff. But that's not the kind of impact I want to make. I am so clear about the mission: to live life to the fullest, to teach my kids how to live life to the fullest, to embrace joy, and to touch souls in a way that makes them want to show up to my funeral. Like, as morbid as that sounds, that is just how I think. And that's the kind of impact I want to make in the world. So I hope that you can find that clarity and find that impact, that mission-driven, like, ultimate life purpose. And if you are struggling with that, please connect with Rocky. It will be transformative. Guys, listen, I could not be more grateful for the Conscious Investor Growth Summit. I did a testimonial video at the end, and I'm like, I said a lot of things, but the one thing that is still true and that will always be true is I will never be the same. If you haven't gone to events, you need to go. And when you do, don't just go to any event, because not all events are created equal. I mean, if you're going, like, let's say you're in real estate, you're a real estate professional, you're a realtor, and you want to go because you want to learn systems or education about real estate. Okay, fine. Like, that's fine. Do those things. But make sure to go to an event that is sure to transform your mindset. Learn the tools, learn the strategies, but learn the mindset. That piece is so important and so overlooked. And you could go to like these huge, and another thing I liked about the Conscious Investor Growth Summit is the size. I think altogether there was like, I don't know, maybe 120 people. It wasn't huge, which was awesome, because Julie did such an amazing job of making sure there was time for us to connect, not just with the other attendees, but with the speakers. The speakers were so tangible. Oh, let me give you an example. One of the strategies I learned about was buying a business. And I'm going to share that in this next episode that I do. But I was so intrigued by this idea and so motivated by the talk that I met with the speaker and I invited her to lunch. And she came, and then it was like, I don't know, maybe six or seven of us, but we were all there to just talk about following up to her talk about buying a business. And you get to ask like questions that you don't just get to ask anybody. I mean, the time with these type of people is so valuable. It is so worth it. I'm telling you guys, listen, don't be a hermit. Get out, talk to people, and show up to events. Also, check out Julie Holly's podcast, The Conscious Investor. She is an amazing woman. I'm just I'm beyond blessed to call her my friend. I really am. And I'm looking forward to calling more people like Julie my friends as life goes on, because this is the kind of people I want to be with. This is the kind of people that I want to be. And if you're that kind of person, I want to meet with you too. I want to be friends with you too. So connect with me on Instagram. I'm going to be hanging out a lot more on Instagram. I'm kind of getting bored of Facebook, and I really want to just focus on one platform. So connect with me at Lindsay_Sutherland24, or just look up Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm a business consultant. So if you're looking at different profiles, because there's more than one, that would be the best way to do it. All right, my friends, thank you for tuning in. I hope that your life is different today because of this podcast. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and remember that the power to create the life that you want is already within you. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast, make sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share the podcast with your fellow freedom seekers. Together, we'll inspire and empower countless individuals to live life on their own terms.